Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
I'm Allison Klein, and I'm here with David Fair. David leads Intel's PCI Express initiative. David, can you tell me about your role at Intel?
Sure. I work in the Technology Initiatives Marketing Group, and our objective is to try to get the new technologies that Intel is implementing in its products promulgated into the industry. So we work with companies outside of Intel to try to encourage them to adopt these technologies, and then when they choose to do so, we work with them to make sure that they interoperate with the Intel products.
So we've heard about PCI Express. PCI Express started showing up in clients and servers in 2004. Now I'm hearing a lot about PCI Express 2.0 or Gen 2. How does this differ from the previous generation?
Allison, the key difference is simply the speed. It's twice as fast as the current version of PCI Express. And this is really important because one of the things that we're doing at Intel is adding more and more cores to the processors. Quad-core processors are now going mainstream. And as we add more cores to the processors, it becomes increasingly important that the pipe of data coming in and out of the processor be fast enough to keep the processors busy and allow the processors to effectively communicate to the outside world. So the speed is the biggest difference.
The speed obviously jumps from 2.5 to 5 gigabits per second at a base level. Are there any other advantages to 2.0?
Probably the most important is what's called the link training status state machine. And without getting any details on that, it's just the way in which the PCI Express device attaches to a host. And it's just been made more robust and makes it easier for people to design systems that interoperate. The other important things, I think, at least to the end user, is enhancements have been made to allow better power management. For example, software can actually slow down the bus when it doesn't need it to lower the switching speeds and lower the power. And software can even narrow the bus. So if you have a x16 device operating and it doesn't need all that bandwidth, the software can narrow that to x4 or even narrower if it need be.
What are the key usage models? You mentioned graphics, and you mentioned a lot about the increasing processor performance with multi-core. What are the key areas that you see the need for this bandwidth? And are there advantages just in terms of driving to lower scale of lanes within PCI Express 2.0?
Let's start with graphics. What we've seen is that the relentless improvement in graphics controllers has caused the bandwidth to double every couple years from the time we started with PCI itself in 1993. It was only a few years before the graphics industry demanded something faster. We responded with something called AGP. We went through AGP, AGP 2X, AGP 4X, AGP 8X every 2-3 years until we came to PCI Express. So part of the drive for Generation 2 is we've hit that 3-year interval where the capabilities of graphics controllers are close to being throttled by the PCI Express bus, and PCI Express Gen 2 gives them the headroom to move forward for the next 3 years. In the enterprise space, we also see a lot of demand in high-performance applications for this bandwidth. Probably the most driving demand comes from fabrics like InfiniBand that are being used in high-performance computing. So one of the exciting things that's gone on in the whole world of high-performance computing is that people are building supercomputers basically by just attaching standard servers together using InfiniBand. With PCI Express Gen 2, they will each have twice the bandwidth in terms of talking to each other and lower latency, and that translates into a big advantage. But there's also advantages in fiber channel and other applications as well. Now, there may be some cases where they don't need the bandwidth and they can go to narrower lanes, but that tends to be kind of a minority situation.
I would assume that, as in most cases, if you offer more bandwidth, the industry will find ways to utilize that.
It seems to be one of those, you build it and they come.
At this point, when will PCI Express start emerging on desktops and servers?
Soon. Intel actually demonstrated the first working PCI Express Generation 2 system at the Intel Developer Forum in Beijing this spring, where we showed a Stokely workstation, NVIDIA graphics cards, and another demo driving ATI graphics cards all of them working at PCI Express Gen 2 speeds, that is 5 gigatransfers per second. That was demonstrated some time ago. We expect to launch the Stokely workstation in the fall, and our brethren in the client group will be offering client desktops that support Generation 2 in a similar time frame.
And how will this roll out on platforms? I see that history shows that PCI Express has emerged in client and servers as a blend of both PCI and PCI Express slots available to customers. Will the same be true with PCI Express Gen 2?
I think even more so. The Generation 1 was really a brick wall transformation for the industry. That is, it was a new connector, a major, major change. And we really worked to synchronize the entire industry to adopt PCI Express in 2004. With Generation 2, we've made PCI 6 has defined it to be backward compatible. Any PCI Express Gen 2 device will work in any current PCI Express slot. And so we expect a more evolutionary transition than we saw in 2004. So you'll see it in applications that need the bandwidth most first.
And what does Intel do to work with the industry to ready for a technology transition like this?
Well, quite a bit. The PCI SIG owns the spec, and they have plug fests, and we certainly participate and help in those and encourage everyone to participate in those. But we also work one-on-one with IHVs to make sure that they have a chance to maximize their opportunities for interoperating with Intel Silicon. For example, we have our own lab in DuPont, Washington, called the IHV Driver Optimization Lab, which is set up with hardware and engineers, and we encourage IHVs to come there and debug their early silicon.
In terms of industry health, do we see the full gamut of IHVs and system OEMs readying for the introduction of PCI Express 2.0?
I think it's fair to say every IHV either has PCI Express Gen 2 products sampling now or have them in their plans for the near future. So I expect a complete transition over the next year, really, on all new products. And the reason why that's true is because it is backward compatible. So from the point of view of an independent hardware vendor, there's no reason not to move to PCI Express Gen 2.
It just seems like a couple years ago that PCI Express entered the scene in terms of a high-speed serial interconnect for I/O, and now we're already seeing PCI Express 2.0. This seems like a accelerated rate of change for the industry. Is that true?
Well, if you look at the example of graphics, it really has kept to a pretty constant pace of doubling every roughly 3 years for a decade and a half. We're really right on that track. And as a matter of fact, even though PCI Express Gen 2 hasn't even got into production yet, the PCI SIG is already actively exploring ways to increase the bandwidth beyond these levels going forward, because it takes several years to develop an implementable spec and keep that process going. So bottom line, I expect another doubling of bandwidth 3 years out.
And I've heard about a term called Geneseo, which I believe is Intel's proposal with IBM to the PCI SIG on where to go next. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that the SIG is taking on right now?
Intel and IBM have actively worked to try to accelerate that process of defining where PCI Express goes after Gen 2. And we codenamed our proposal the Geneseo proposal, and we've given that to the PCI SIG. What Intel and IBM proposed is to add more speed, of course, to PCI, but also add some protocol